We're up to Siman Taf Reish Mem Vav. So just to touch up on Taf Reish Mem Hey. Tess with the tiny bent over on top with the knepel. So the Rosh said he prefers it, he keeps it closed. The Ran seems to say that it's possible. Within the Rosh, the Mishabura brought down a Sifkaton Mem from the Lavush. If all of them or most of them are bent over, it's possible. So that's not shayach in our lulavim, in a regular lulav, to have most of the leaves bent over, because there's a lot of leaves, and it's only a top few. If it's so bent over, it's like a walking cane. Nobody has a lulav like that. So there is a Ran who's machmir, but the machaber is makel like the Rosh. Then in the end, the Mishabura says, they're posting from machmir, the minig is make like the Shulchan Aruch, and there are those that kind of go each way. Some go with the Magen, with the Rosh, and some prefer that it shouldn't be like that. Then there's a discussion exactly what the knepel looks like, which I don't have clarity in exactly. Then I saw something amazing. It said that the Stipler and the Chazanish had two lulavim, a knepel lulav and a regular one. And they would make the bracha, I think, on the regular one, and then they would shake, because if the Rush had, this was the Rush's favorite type of lulav, they wanted to shake the Rush's favorite type of lulav, so they did both. But according to the Ran, could be it's possible. Could be that's the kafuf of the brisa, that's possible. That's not clear what kafuf is exactly. Okay, but the meaning is that it's mutter, and some people like it better than others. Okay. Shulchan Aruch likes it. Okay, the same. That's just to touch up on Taf Reish Mem. Hey, Taf Reish Mem Vav. Dinei Hadas. Okay. Now, in everyone's favorite parak, Lulav HaGazel, it's not just Lulav HaGazel, talks about Lulav. A couple of daf later, we have Hadas HaGazel, Vayavesh Pasuk. Then it gets into Rava, then it goes to Esther. So now we're up to those Gemaras. Sukkalam Ibeiz Amabeiz, Hadas, Hagozo, Vayavesh, Pasuk. So the Braisa over there brings down, the Pasuk tells us, well, Kachtem Achem, Bayom Arishon, Pre Eitz Hadar, that's the Esther. Anaf Eitz Avos, did I get the Pasuk wrong? Oh, Kachtem Achem, Bayom Arishon. Okay. We'll go with Anaf Eitz Avos refers to the Hadassim. The Gemara says it's a branch that the leaves are covering the twig. You don't see the twig, basically, because it's covered by the leaves. Then the Gemara goes on to say, bring a Braisa, Eitz Avos Kosher. If it's not Avos, it's Pasul. What does it mean, Avos? Amar Yehuda, Udekai Mitlasa Tlasa Tarfe Bikina. It means you have three leaves coming out at each point. Rav Kahana Amar, continues the Gemara, Afilu Trei V'Chad. You don't need three exactly. It's enough to have two and one. One up, one down, whatever it is. So the Gemara says that Rav Acha, look, Dafka for Hadassim, that were 2-1 defense. 2-1-2. Not three at one point, 2-1. Because, Ho V'Nafik Mipume De Rav Kahana. Because the Rabbi Rav Kahana said that 2-1 is good, so he went for 2-1. Amar Mar Barameimer the Ravashi, Mar Barameimer said to Ravashi, Abba, my father, Ameimer, Lahu Hadas, a 2-1 Hadas Shoite Korile. My father called that a Hadas Shoite, a stupid Hadas, a silly Hadas, a. That's a Hadas Shota. Now, what does it mean? Tlasa Tarfi Bekina. Rashi explains that three leaves are cutting out, Bekan Echad, Mitoch Ukitz Echad, Mamish, from the exact same point. The Rosh says that that is a Chumra Gedola. You don't need to come in from the exact same, like the same root. It doesn't have to come from the same root, it just has to come from the same, you know, circle. It's a twig, and around the, if you take a string, whatever, draw a circle around the twig, all three should be coming out of the same spot. So that's the Rosh and the Ran. Not that all three come out of the same root. What?
Depends how thick your string is.
Oh, depends how thick your string is. Very, we'll do a thin string. Okay.
And it's very thin. It is the same point.
No, because I think what Rashi is saying is mamish coming out of the same root. Rashi says, Lashon of Rashi is mitoch ukitz echad. It's coming from one source. Well, it's possible, just I don't see how that's going to cover the twig, because if they're all coming from one place, then they're all one side of the twig.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. But the Rashi and the Ran and the Halacha is not like that. They should just be within one circle. Okay, so the way the Mechaber organized the Siman is a little bit hard to learn. Let's start with Sif Gimel, and we'll see if we have time for Aleph and Yud. Aleph and Yud are connected. Let's see Sif Gimel. Anaf Eitz Avos, Ha'omer B'Torah Hu HaHadas. The Anaf Eitz Avos, which is written in the Pasuk, is the Hadasha Olav Choyfinis Eitzah, where the leaves are covering the twig. Kagon Shlosha Olav Yoyser B'Givol Echad. Three leaves or more coming out at one point. Mishavura Sifkatan, Yud B'Givol Echad Ratz Lomer B'Chol Kain V'Kain. You smuchim ze the eagle echad. If you draw a circle around the twig, they're coming out of the same point. She ain echad nabuch mechavero apapi shekol echad beukso. Even though each one has its own root on the twig, but it's all coming out at the same circumference, I guess, the same lateral. Something. One is not higher than the other. Now, the issue points out that I'm calling it a root, I don't know what it's really called, where the leaf comes out of it. What do you call that? Where the leaf comes out of the twig, where it's getting its nourishment from the twig. I don't know what that point is called, but there's a height to that. It's not a mashu, obviously. So the issue has a picture. What if they all, meaning one could be slightly higher than the other. But if you draw a circle around, they each have their root. That root, so at the top of the root, the bottom of the root, the middle of the root, but it's all around the root. So that Dershu brings down from Chaim Brisker, that's okay. Now the question is, what if each one is within the root of the other one, but number three does not match up with number one? That's a discussion. But that's cool. And then they bring down, Dershu brings down, this is all footnote number 13, Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Chazon Ish that you don't have to use a magnifying glass. So if it basically looks, if we're on the same point, that would also be good enough. The Brisker of was not good. Okay. And Rav Shlomo Zalman would check them from a distance. He wouldn't look up close, but from a distance, if it looks like it's on the same spot. Okay. Right. Okay, so we're in Tafresh Mem Vav Gimel. Aval im hayu shnei ha'olim b'shava zeh k'neged zeh ha'olah ha'shlishi l'malamam. Two are on the same circle. The third one is above eight avos. That's not called enough. Eight avos. That's no good. Aval nikra hadas shote. That's called the hadas shote. But the Mechaber doesn't tell us what's the din of the hadas shote. Continues the Ramah. Hago uposel afilu b'shas otchak. Hadas shote is posel afilu b'shas otchak. Mishmar sifkot and Yugimel explains she'ein b'chal hadas klal. It's not considered hadas at all. Upasul afilu b'shar yamin. It's pasul the whole week. It's not hadas. Now, there'll be a very important nafkamina, because we'll learn, what if you want to put in, so that you make it in, you're allowed to have as many hadas. We have three hadas. The whole discussion, how do you need three? You don't need three. We have three. What if you want to have five, ten? So there's a shita that's fine. But what if I add in a hadas shote? So if it's considered a totally different min, so then it would be a real baltosif problem. If it's the same min, it's just puzzle, so then Chayra, it shouldn't be a Baal Tosfot problem. I made that up. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Right there. My story is looking at me funny. Okay.
No, I'm just wondering if you have like four kosher ones.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If you have, you have three kosher ones. Now I have some puzzle. Okay. So if they're puzzle. Okay, we'll see. There those that want to discuss if having more than three is also about those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We hold that that's fine. But okay. What if you... okay, let's see. Continues the Ramah. V'i gamanda ama v'gamara the kosher. Right, we saw an opinion of the Gemara that two in one is kosher. And therefore, based on that opinion in the Gemara, there are those that are knowing by us in Poland, says the Ramah, the Chatchila, to use such hadasim. And they don't have three going around the same circle. Mishra Sifkotan Yidalit, Rotzalomar, the Somchin al Osom and the Armor, the Machshir Betray Vachad, Vuadim Betraga Betray. They rely on this opinion of the Gemara to have two and one. Or they have, sometimes it'll be two and two, different types of adasim, but they don't have the three. So they rely on this opinion of the Gemara. The Yesh Mishikasav, Hadasim Shalanu, any Gemara Shote, and those that want to say that no, our Hadasim are not called Hadashote. Why? Because they're two and two. Hovim Shnayim Agav Shnayim, two and two. The Enok Hadashote in this Gemara. The Gemara refers to two and one as a Hadashote, but maybe two and two is better. And therefore they were makil on the two and two. Because, A, there's an opinion of the Gemara, the Hadashot is good. And this is not exactly Hadashot, because Hadashot is only 2 plus 1. And this is 2 plus 2. V'lachei nogu lahokel k'mo shekosuv, maharik u'maharil. B'tshuvo sehem.
And that's another word. Two leaves, Hadassim?
What? Hadassim with two and then two. I don't know if it means every or that. I think it's more. It sounded like it was like a split level. That's all I understood it. Like the house, the split level house, split level hadassim. It wasn't exactly like the regular. Instead of three the whole way, it's two the whole way. That's how I understood it.
Right.
So it's two at one point. Let's see, Mishabesu Kuzm Tezvav. Lachen Nagul Lachavai Bebir Agrav Bishar Chorim Shikulam Pikpaku Ma'or Al Minagahu. The Gra and the other Achronim do not like this idea at all. Sheinem shum yisoy. There's no basis for being lenient, not on two and one, not on two and two. Lo b'chei b'chav, lo b'chei l'gav b'chei. Neither one has a basis. The Gemara calls it's true. There's always opinions of the Gemara that say a lot of things. That's clearly, that's totally not the conclusion of the Gemara. That's out of the shot. The Ramah dochak rak lekayim aminig. It's not like the Ramah was actually recommending such a hadas. So he's just saying people do it. I don't know why they do it. Maybe this is why they do it. He was being mekayim aminig. He was explaining why they do it, but not that he was actually recommending that or even thinking that it was really okay. V'lachen hayyari ledvar Hashem yitzchak limtzu avos kedin dehayinu shlosha olam b'shavu b'chol kein v'kein. We should make sure to get real kosher hadasim, they have three leaves coming out of each spot. V'ayin l'kama, v'seif, hey. Okay. Then he continues. Kosev v'chayadim, v'toch elu hayyaveshim shemeviyim ima esrogim, with the esrogim, they would bring these dried hadasim. You can't find three coming out at one point. Only one in 100. I don't know. He's saying even the one in 100, that's three, but it's so dry that you have to soften it. I'm not sure exactly what he was saying over there. In lo yimta yito b'lo bracha. I don't know soaking it if it's a way of undrying it. I mean, hadas hayavish is possible. We're not up to hadas hayavish yet. I'm not sure what he's saying. And he talks about taking that a bracha. I think he's talking about taking the hadashot of that a bracha. Look at the sharatim ois tesvav old kosev sham harbe min aposkim yishon svilu the also the host of man she'eno avos. To add in another min, which doesn't qualify as avos, it's not an anaf, it's avos, it's not a Hadas, an official Hadas. So over about Tosif, he's over about Tosif. Okay, Mahani Tznai be'ezel av shechoshi shein b'chadash yomar. But he can make a condition. If who Hadas, if this is a Hadas, I'm going to be with it. If it's not a hadas, then I'm not taking it as part of the harpa minim. It's like a stone. Person puts on Rashi, Rain of Time, tefillin, he should make it tonight. And I want to be yote with the one that's really tefillin, and the one that's not really tefillin, and I don't want to be yote with it.
Sounds like he's before Rashi and Hagen came in, they were actually drying them out.
Drawing them out to transport them? Okay, there's a little discussion here about Hadas Ayavesh, which we're not going to do today.
They would shrink
down. Bir Halacha. Bir Matzah Hob Heim Shnaim Agav Shnaim Ve'einam Becha Hadashot Ve'ayim B'Bikur Yaakov Shetom Alzeh. The Bikur Yaakov questions this. Hamikom Makom Einam Becha Avos Amar B'Torah the Dafka Bas. Plus a tarfi. He needs three leaves at one point to be considered an half-eighth avos. The Torah requires an half-eighth avos, so you need three leaves. What's his business of two and one or two and two? V'ayinshem she'ochiach da'afi al-mekir b'shasadchak. Those who are making b'shasadchak da'afke betray v'chak. He says you want to be making b'shasadchak. You're stuck. You're in Poland. You're in Siberia. You can't get anything else. So you want to do two and one? So there's an opinion of the Gemara that says two and one's okay. You could be rely on the two and one if you're in Siberia and you have no other choice. About Trey or Trey, Eilan or Shum Sma. So whereas the Ramah wanted to say two and two is better than two and one, because two and one the Gemara labels a Hadash Shota, two and two doesn't, Gemara doesn't do that. So the Bira Yaakov, Ramah, what are you talking about? Two and one at least has a source in the Gemara. At least it was one opinion that liked it. By two and two, there's no source in the Gemara. There's no source at all that would be okay. It's not Avos. There's an opinion, a das yachid of the Baal HaShlama. If you have three out of four of the meaning, you can make a bracha. We don't pass like that. If that's the opinion you want to rely on, Shemati b'shas al-chak, the baruch ha-shosh ha-minim. Yine b'lav ha-achi she-kol ha-posim chodron alav. All the posts can disagree with this opinion. Anyway, it's not shaykh because even the Baal HaShlama wouldn't allow you in our case because, you know, go look for we have Hadas and says, I don't know where the Bikur Yaakov Ettinger, where he lived, I don't know. But wherever he lived, in his time and place, they did have Hadas and the three came out. So even if you want to rely on this Das Yachid, you don't have a right to rely on the Das Yachid over here. Because you could just get a regular standard kosher hadas with three leaves. Okay. Sif Dalit is a continuation of the Gemara over there. Yatu Harbe became Echad. Let's say instead of three leaves coming out at each point, you have a bunch of leaves coming out. Vinashru Mehem, and the leaves fell off. Some of the leaves fell off. Adshul Nishru Elishlosha became Echad Kosher. I feel Nashru Rubam. So this is the case of the Gemara. You started out with seven leaves at each point. It's like in Mitzrayim, six babies in one time. They had seven leaves at each point. Four fell off. So on the one hand, you have a majority of the leaves falling off. On the other hand, you're still left with three. And the Torah only requires three. And three is enough to cover the twig. So that's going to be okay. That's what the Gemara says. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah here. Sif Katan. Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Aruch Sif Dal. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yizayin. The Kev and Dinisha Shlosha. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yizayin. Since you still have three leaves left, Adayin Avos Krinabe. It's still called Avos. Aval Nishu Rak Shnayin Pasol. But if you only left for two, it's Pasol. The Ab, the Bahad, the Shish, the Shlosha, the Kenecha, the Nashecha, the Kokim, the Shirak, Shnayim. If you started out with three in each spot, and one fell off, so now you only have two in each spot. His Gimu, Kama, Achron, and Lahachshir. So we have to learn this when we get there. So the Arachron, and then Amekel. I started with three, one fell off, I'm left with two, so it's still going to be okay. Sham, Shainish, and Nishtar, Akapanim, Rov, Hakain, Veruba, Kukulo. So I have two out of three, that's a majority, so that will be okay. Here, I lost the majority of the leaves, so it shouldn't be okay, but I'm left with three. So I'm left with three, so it's still others. But if I would only be left with two, So it's not avos, and I lost the majority. So then I can have a problem. Most of these sell off, but you know, sheer avos. You need at least a sheer avos. So either you needed to start at avos and be left with a majority, two out of the three, or you need, even if a majority of leaves fell off, it'll be okay, provided that you're left with avos, which means three leaves coming out at each point. So that is, hold on, we have another minute or so. Let's see if we have, Dishu has some interesting things to point out of here. Hold on a second. The very interesting Shari Tshuva. Look at the Shari Tshuva, Anaf Eitz Avos. So let's say, by the Lulav. We had a discussion by Lulav. Tzinei Hara Barzel. What is Tzinei Hara Barzel? You have a flimsy Lulav. So the leaves, there's not so many leaves. Before we said, we gave a number 12. I'm sure there's much more than 12 leaves on a Lulav. It was very, I'm sure there's more than that. Whatever it is. The leaves of the lulav keep coming up. What if it's a very flimsy lulav? You don't have so many leaves. So as long as each one, the whole shedrah, the whole spine of the lulav is covered, it's okay. If one leaf ends here, and then you have a space, and then the other leaf starts, that's no good. But as long as the whole thing is covered, that's going to be okay. Comes along the moruksia brought down in the Shari Tshuv over here. Dibar Masla Anaf Eitz Avos. He says, wait a second. The hadas is an anaf eitz avos. The twig has to be covered. What if sometimes I have three, perfect three, and then I have a space, and then another perfect three, and another perfect three. But there's a space, you can see the twig in between the three, because there's a space between the top of the leaves and the beginning of the next set of three.
Which probably happens.
So, here he has a picture. This one. So the top of the bottom set does not reach the bottom of the top one. So you can see the twig. So if that's not good by lulav, and it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that the shedra, the lulav has to be covered in leaves, and that's puzzle, kavachoymer, the hadasim like that are going to be puzzle. So says the moruksia. However, the poskim do not accept the opinion of the moruksia. They reject. It's not brought down, you know, in the Shulchan Aruch, and it brings down here from the Bikur Yaakov, the Chazon Ish. It brings down numerous reasons why you can't learn from lulav to hadas, and therefore they pass it not like that. Then the other question is, what if the leaves are not totally vertical? The leaves start to spread out, and when they spread out, you're able to see the twig. It's supposed to be a covered twig, and not eitz avos. So that is a discussion, but lemaisa most poskim are machmirah, but most poskim are makil in that case as well. They say maybe it's a hinder mitzvah that should be going vertical and covering the twig, but lemaisa is going to be kosher either way. Okay, so that's the beginning of Tarfresh Memvav, but we started with Gimel, we did Gimel and Dalet.